before the game that this was a top 50 team. You called them a high major team. That was a really impressive performance by them.
Hey, give credit to Davidson. You know, we got a long ways to go. You just got to get back to the drawing board and realize that, hey, you got to learn from your mistakes, learn from this loss. There's a lot to learn from this game right here. You're playing against a Hall of Fame coach, and team executed, and we didn't take much away tonight.
There's probably not a whole lot of positives to speak of, but the one guy that we raved about this evening was Zach Bryan, making his Georgia Southern debut. He had an acceleration and explosiveness that we had seen in practice, but really nice to see him put it together to the tune of 16 points.
Yeah, Zach ended up having 16, getting a chance to, you know, debut at Georgia Southern, which is great. But it's about team, and we didn't defend tonight. We didn't defend the level that we wanted to defend. We didn't really take anything away. Give credit to Davidson, the way that they executed. But I'd say the one positive, we faced adversity for the first time, a lot of adversity, and you got to go back to the drawing board. You got to end up getting your practice habits. And I constantly preach how important time is, and a lot of times we take for granted time. And if you have sloppy practices or basically your whole entire team doesn't bring it on a day-to-day basis with your practice habits, and those things catch up with you. But we have a benchmark. We know exactly where we're at, and we need to move forward from here.
There was a lot that was probably working against you, practically a new team. I know that you recruited everybody that is practically on this team, but it's exam week and trying to get used to a new system. And playing this Davidson team that was filled with a lot of juniors and seniors, maybe not the best situation. But when you get back to practice, it's not going to be a lot of time to get ready for Mercer. What are you honing on as the Bears come down from Macon on Sunday?
Well, one, work the tape. You know, there's a lot to work on this film right here. We're no excuse culture, Danny. I know there's a lot going on, whether it be the pandemic or finals, but just disappointed in the overall effort. And those guys made shots, and we didn't take them away. So that's where we need to get better. And we have a quick turnaround. You got to have a short memory. You got to end up preparing for a really good Mercer team that is also very well coached by Greg Gary.
Seemed like this may be the best thing for this team to be able to get rid of this one quickly and then see someone else on the other side and try to get back on track on Sunday.
Yeah, it's non-conference schedule. You know, it's a quick turnaround for us on Sunday as well as Tuesday. So you got a good Mercer ball club. Then you got one more game at home before we head down to Florida. So opportunities to learn from the film, opportunities to learn on the court, and then give ourselves the best chance to compete against a really good Mercer team.
Coach, thanks for the time. We'll catch up with you on Sunday.
Thanks, Dan.
That's head coach Bryan Burg, whose Eagles just fell to Davidson 77-45. We'll continue with the Ford locker room wrap-up after this timeout from Learfield, IMG College.